Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We give you a hand clap of praise this morning, Father God. And we thank you that you joined us. Okay, there's no place that you not. You promised to go with us to the ends of the earth. And you are not a man that you should lie. So we thank you for keeping every promise. Hallelujah. You are an awesome God. You are a mighty, powerful God. You are the great and mighty I am. You are the Alpha Omega. You are the beginning and the end. And so this morning, Father God, we come today to thank you, O God. We break and disannul ourselves from all ungodly covenants. In the name of Jesus, all ungodly oaths and pledges we have made with our lips in the name of Jesus. We renounce and break every ungodly oath made by our ancestors to idols, demons, false religions, and ungodly organizations in the name of Jesus. We break and disannul all covenants with death and hell made by our ancestors in the name of Jesus. We break and disannul all ungodly covenants made with idols or demons by our ancestors in the name of Jesus. We break and disannul all blood covenants made through sacrifice that would affect our lives in the name of Jesus. We command all demons that claim any legal right to our lives through covenants to come out in the name of Jesus. We break and disannul any covenant made with false gods and demons through the occult involvement and witchcraft in the name of Jesus. We break and disannul all spirits of marriage, all spirit marriages that would cause incubus and succubus demons to attack our lives in the name of Jesus. We break and disannul any marriage to demons that would affect our lives in the name of Jesus. We break all agreements with hell in the name of Jesus. We have a covenant with you, O God, through the blood of Jesus Christ. We are joined to the Lord, and we are one spirit with you, O God. We break all ungodly covenants and renew our covenant to you, O God, through the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. We divorce ourselves from any demon that would claim our lives through any ancestral covenants in the name of Jesus. We bind and cast out any family demons that will follow us, that will follow our lives through ancestral covenants in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you that we are your children. You're called out, your very elect children. And we thank you today that we could call on the name of the Most High God. And we are blessed and highly favored of you. So Father, we say thank you this morning, O God. We give you all the glory, all the praise, all the honor in Jesus' name. We thank you this morning, Father God, as it is Senior Citizens Day, O God. We just thank you for our seniors, O God. And we thank you, Father God, for giving us age, O God, blessing us with abundant life. We thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus, that you didn't fail us. You're giving us strength on a daily basis, O God. We thank you for the hoary head is the crown of glory, O God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, for keeping us in righteousness, O God. O Father God, I thank you, O God, that as our years draw nigh, we have no pleasure in them, O God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, O God, for your divine presence. And even to our old age, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for every hoary-headed person on this morning, particularly, O God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, that you are dwelling with us, O God, and you are delivering us from every ungodly way. We thank you that the aged men are sober, O God. They are serious. They are temperate. They are sound in faith and charity and in patience, O God. We thank you that the aged women, likewise, O God, that they are in behavior that becometh holiness, O God. They are not false accusers, neither do they give false ways or false teachings, O God, but they are teaching good things, O God. in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, O God, for the abundant life. Hey, you are good in the name of Jesus, and you are greatly to be praised. Well, welcome and good morning. We are glad you joined us this morning on Bible Storyland. Can you believe it? It's February the 2nd already. Look at how God has blessed us to come into a new year, 2013. Who would have dreamed it? Who would have thought it? 2013. We are blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Today, as I said, is Senior Citizens Day. We are honoring the elderly all over the world. And we thank God for those who paved the way. You know, God paved the way for us. Seniors are paving the way for mankind all over. You know, God set the wise. You know, he said for us to listen to wisdom. So there are many seniors that are wise. Not all seniors now are wise. I'm going to tell you the truth. But I thank God for the wisdom, the wise seniors who say, yes, Lord. You know, it takes wisdom to say, yes, Lord. And then when you say, yes, Lord, he download even more wisdom into you. So I thank God for those who paved the way, those who've had experience, you know, of many, many things that will benefit us today. I thank God for the elderly who trust God. Senior citizens are important to God, and it's important that they trust God because we can't make it without him. He carefully placed seniors in their mother's bellies and has carefully watched over them all these years. He has given them abundant life. So today, you know, the word of God is what God honors above his name. He honors his word above his name. So I'm going to read for you this morning Psalm 42. And it's David. You know, he thirsts for God. You know, he was in trouble at one time. But, you know, I thank you that trouble don't last always. And David said, as the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? For when I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with a voice of joy and praise, with the multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him. Listen to this part. Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him. For he is the help of his countenance. He's the help of our countenance. Oh, my God, my soul is cast down within me. Oh, my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and the Hermonites. From the hill Miser, deep calleth unto deep at the noise of the water sprouts, and all thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime. Listen now, how often he going to command his loving kindness? In the daytime and the night, and at night his song shall be upon me, and the prayers unto the God of my life, and my prayer unto the God of my life. I will say unto God, my rock. Oh, my God. You know, a rock is strong. God is strong. I will say unto God, my rock, my strength. Why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a sword in my bones, my enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, where is your God? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God? For I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance, and he's my God. You know, David was a great writer. But I tell you what, I thank God today that he even had people writing today. He has great writers. He's given people the tongue of a ready writer. Many people are writing today about their experiences with the Most High God. So today, you know, we have some mighty, wonderful children of God on with us this morning. We have Sister Jackie Travis, and she's going to be singing for us this morning. with a couple of other people. Jackie's from Jacksonville, Florida. And, you know, we're blessed to have her. I tell you what, I thank God that she's faithful to come on with us every week. And I just bless God for her. Good morning, Sister Jackie. How are you?
Hello?
How are you doing this morning, Sister Jackie?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
Y'all ready to sing this morning?
Yes. Diana?
Uh-huh.
I have my friends Diana and Mildred on here.
Diana and Mildred. How y'all doing, Sister Diana and Sister Mildred?
Bless. How you doing?
Oh, we're blessed. We're blessed that y'all came on with us this morning.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much. What y'all going to sing, Sister Jackie?
I think we're going to sing Trouble in My Way. What about that, girl?
That sounds good. where we never shall die. 'Tis the land where we'll never grow old, never grow old, never. It's the land where we'll never grow old, never grow old, never, never grow old. It's the land where we'll never grow. I have heard of a land on a far away strand. 'Tis a beautiful home of the soul, built by Jesus on high, where we never shall die. 'Tis the land where we'll never grow old, never grow old, never, never grow old. 'Tis the land where we'll never grow old, never grow old, never, never grow old. 'Tis the land where we'll never grow old.
Woo, hallelujah. Oh, my God, that was awesome. Never grow old. Isn't that awesome how God promised us a land that we won't ever grow old in it? We could just live with him through eternity. You know, when we leave this earth, when we finish our course, when we finish the race that we are running, and we are in a race. But, you know, it's not given to those that are real fast runners. It's given to
those
who go through the finish line. Yeah, we got to finish. You can't grow weary in well-doing. You got to, you know, go to the finish line and go all the way through it. And, you know, I'm grateful today that God has allowed us, you know, his children, to he's given us hind feet to go through hard places, and he's given us strength to make it to the next place and the next place and the next place. And he has a plan. All we got to do is trust in him. And guess what? A lot of people say, wonder what's going to happen. I don't know. But it's a walk of faith. When you have faith, you are learning to trust in him. Faith is all about trusting in God, not leaning upon what we think, but about what he thinks, the way he thinks. I'm thankful that we have the mind of Christ. And every day I pray that we are growing in the mind of Christ, and we're getting more and more of his mind and less of our mind. Because, you know, we all think differently and our thoughts can clash. But when we all have unity, one mind, and that's Christ's mind, there's going to be lots of unity, lots of peace. So I thank God for, you know, Sister Jackie and Sister Donna are cousins. They grew up together. Can't you tell by those powerful voices they have? I thank God for them. And I thank God that, you know, he allows them to come on with us weekly. So I'm thanking and praising the Most High God for his faithfulness. He's a good God, and he's a mighty God. You know, we have another woman on with us from Houston, Texas. I mean, we got people on from all over this morning. So I think I'm looking forward to people coming on from other continents soon. You know any people from other continents? Hopefully they'll be coming on. So right now we have a mighty woman of God from Houston, Texas. And I tell you what, As she played the keyboard, the Holy Spirit lead those fingers. Good morning, Sister Karen. How are you?
I am doing wonderful.
Amen. Blessed and highly favored. You sound like it. What you going to play for us this morning?
Amazing Grace.
All right. That's one of my favorites. All right. Let God have his way. Awesome, and his grace is amazing. Thank you, Sister Karen. Oh, wow, we had some awesome women of God on this morning. We're looking forward to men of God coming on Bible Storyland, singing, playing the piano, playing the drums, giving the word as God leads. So, you know, we serve an awesome God, and I'm grateful. So far, we've had Jacksonville, Florida on, Paducah, Kentucky, Houston, Texas, New Orleans is getting ready to come on. We have an awesome woman of God from New Orleans. Her name is Sister Vivian George. Good morning, Sister Vivian. How are you?
I'm wonderful and blessed this morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm blessed and highly favored of the Father also. Glad to be in the land of the living, praising my Lord like never before.
Amen.
What you going to
sing? Are we ready? This old song I used to hear my mom and them sing, and it goes like this. It's just a verse of it. If you can't help me, don't try to stop me. Move out of my way. Don't try to block me. I got a race to run, and I'm running by faith at the finishing line. I'm gonna see God's face. If you can't stop, can't help me, don't try to stop me. Move out of my way. Don't try to block me, 'cause I got a race to run, and I'm running by faith at the finishing line. I got to see my God's face. If you can't help me, let me tell you, don't try to stop me. Move out of my way. Don't you try to block me. I got a race to run, and I'm running by faith the finishing line. I gotta see God's face at the finishing line. I gotta see God's face. Amen.
Amen. Woo! Yeah, we're looking forward to that finishing line. Yeah,
amen.
We all running a race, as I said before. I thank you, Sister Vivian. That was awesome, running that race. Well, I told you we got some powerful, mighty singers on this morning. Now we got a powerful speaker coming on. So we, you know, I tell you, Father God is in every place. He's in Jacksonville. He's in Paducah, Kentucky. He's in Houston, Texas, New Orleans. Now, guess what? He over there in Marrero. Marrero getting ready to speak. Today we have a special blessing. We have a senior citizen on with us. But guess what? She's a youthful woman of God. She's full of life and full of the word of God. I tell you what, she's my friend. She's my sister in the Lord. She's my prayer partner. And she lives in Marrero, Louisiana. And we are blessed to have her with us. She's the author of a book, Grandma's Helper. You know, she wrote that book because of her grandson when he was little. And she wanted him to know about God. So she left him a legacy, a book called Grandma's Helper. Her ministry is called Positive Confession. And, you know, we are just so grateful that she joined us. You know, she has a busy schedule. God, you know, the word of God says, to whom much is given, much is required, and God is requiring much of her. But I thank God that she is willing to be obedient to God, and she is just an awesome speaker. Good morning, Sister Helena.
Good morning.
Boy, we are so grateful that you could join us this morning. Hallelujah.
I'm happy to be here.
All right. So you ready for that wonderful message this morning from the Father, straight from the throne room?
I'm ready, and I'm ready to give it out.
Amen. We're ready to listen.
All right. God gave me a revelation about a natural garden and a spiritual garden. Now, I'll give you an example. A natural garden, you know, it, the grass grows and the weeds come up and you have to cut it so it could be presentable. Well, God gave me a spiritual garden, and the spiritual garden is that we have for Christians. Now, this is giving you an example about Christians and the spiritual garden. Take, for instance, you say that I'm going to read my Bible and pray today. And then 2 months later, you said you're going to read your Bible again and pray. So between today and 2 months later, you have a spiritual garden that is grown up with weeds. Now, these are the weeds in the spiritual garden that has grown up. And many more such as this can be in that garden. One is pride, worry, strife, unforgiveness, poverty, sickness, hatred, doubt, unbelief, fear, confusion, and everything that the devil has planned to try to destroy you, it grows up in your garden. Now, on the other hand, God gave his word in Psalm number 1 that says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Now I want you to pay attention closely to those two words, meditate day and night. I'll go on to continue. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. Now, to give you an example about fruit, if you have a hand of seeds and you plant plant flowers, a handful of flower seeds, and you put them in the ground today, do you all think that the seeds will grow up tomorrow and you'll have flowers? No, they don't grow up that fast. You have to wait in due season. It's the same thing with God's word. And in due season, it will come up in due season. Now, all right, going on, his leaf also shall not wither. and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Now we're going back to the words I want you to pay attention to. Meditate day and night. Now, the example I gave you for the weeds that will grow up in the garden when a Christian is failing to pray and read their Bible, I gave you that example. Now, I'm going to give you an example of what happens when you meditating day and night, the spiritual garden. Now, this is an example. Love, salvation, healing, prosperity. Give you an example about prosperity. In 2 Chronicles 26:5, the word says, as long as he sought the Lord, God caused him to prosper. And then you see another word that's encouraging about prosperity is when you consider the poor. Giving you an example. In Proverbs 19:17, it says, he that has pity on the poor lendeth unto the Lord. Now, I'm going to tell you what happened to me. I lent to the Lord one time. It made me so happy I just shouted. One day I was at by City Hall. I'd gone to the City Hall with my brother, and I was parked out in his van. And I happened to look over at the fence. And I saw a man all cruddy and dirty, and he had on two pair of pants, the suspenders trying to hold up the pair of pants. His hair all matted, and the stench was traveling from him. That's just how bad he looked. But he wasn't begging. He was standing there with his arms looking over the fence, and I saw something in my.
That's weird. That's all right. That's all I can do.
Hello? Sister Elaine, are you there? Hello? Can anyone hear me?
We hear you.
Okay, Sister Elaine got disconnected. Let me connect her back. I apologize for that. It was something in the system. But I'm going to call her right back, so hold on, please. Just a minute, please. Please be patient with me. Sister Lainey, you there?
Yes, I'm right here.
Okay, Sister Vivian, are we on?
Yes, we are.
Okay, good. You can hear Sister Elena, Sister Vivian?
Yes, I hear.
Okay, all right. Go ahead, Sister Elena, I'm sorry.
All right. So what happened was that I told my brother, I said, I want to give that man $3. He wasn't asking for anything. His back was turned to me, but my compassion felt so sorry for him. And I only had $3, and I gave him, my brother, to reach him the $3, and the man, poor fella, he tipped his hat. He was a gentleman, even in this condition, a hair all over his face, it was sad. And he tipped his hat and he walked on away. Thank you, ma'am. That's what he said. And so the next day, I got a call for a job paying over $1,000 a week. That's what God will do when you loan to the Lord. So I just want to tell you all out there, learn to do good. Be good. See, he that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, the Bible say to him it is sin. So what I did good. And not knowing that I would get a job out of $3, but that's what happened. So it's just a word of encouragement for you when we're going down this spiritual garden, what we want God to put in our garden. Because there's many things that come in the spiritual garden when you're meditating day and night. Keep that in mind, meditating day and night. There's healing coming in that garden too, and protection. I remember one time I was at home, and I was getting ready to go with a girl, a friend of mine, to get some meds for a little school, for a little girl that was in a school play. And I was at the mirror combing my hair, and something down in me said, don't leave the house. And now, I'm not talking, and all this is in my mind thoughts. And I said, well, yes, I'm going. I told my girlfriend that I'm going to get some meds. So then I continued to comb my hair. Then it spoke to me again, don't leave the house. And I said again, well, I said, well, yes, I'm going. I told my girlfriend I'm going. That I told I was going to go with to get the eggs. The third time it spoke to me, it was pulling me at my chest, don't leave the house. I put my comb down. I said, Lord, what is this? I got on my knees, and I prayed. And I said, Lord, you know what's out there. I don't know what's out there, but I'm asking you in the name of the Lord Jesus to protect us in our going and in our coming. And I felt like a little joy down in my soul, knowing that he heard my prayer. You see, when you know God had answered that prayer, you get a little relief down in your spirit that it's done. So I got ready and went on with my girlfriend, didn't tell her nothing about it. And we got right at the intersection, just about as we were about to go where we were going, at the intersection, because she was my driver. At that time, she was my chauffeur. I was in sales, and she was my chauffeur, and she drove for me. And I didn't know how to drive. And here come an 18-wheeler coming across. He was going too fast, and she was going too fast. And I said, oh, Lord, have mercy. And all of a sudden, what she did was she put her foot down on the accelerator and bared down on it. And we missed each other by an inch. But do you know something? The Holy Ghost was in the midst of all of this. And an angel, he said, the angel of the Lord encampeth around them and delivered them. So going back to protection in that garden, in that spiritual garden, when you're meditating day and night, comes protection. It comes everything out of the promise of God. It comes love, favor, whatever, mercy, increased faith, whatever you want. Because, you see, God's book is full of promises. And whatever you want, you put it down in that garden. He said he would give us the desires of our heart. But you want to remember to meditate day and night. Meditating. Now, concerning meditation, what you want to do, take some anointing oil. Take the anointing oil and anoint your head. Anoint your head, because you know what the word says in Ecclesiastes 9:8, let thy head lack no anointment. So I anoint my head every day. And you know what? It also says in the 23rd Psalm, thou anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over. So you know what I say when I anoint my head? I say, in the name of Jesus, my cup is running over with healing. In the name of Jesus, my cup is running over with protection. In the name of Jesus, my cup is running over with joy. In the name of Jesus, my cup is running over with strength, health, long-term memory. In the name of Jesus, God has not given me a spirit of fear, but power and love and a sound mind. So over there in the Psalm 71, where it says, let me not be put to confusion, put your hand on your head every day and anoint your head. Since the word says, let your head lack no anointment, put your hand on your head and say, in the name of Jesus, I don't have no confusion in my mind. I have a long-term memory. In the name of Jesus, the abundant life is flowing through my memory. In the name of Jesus, I have a knowledge and wisdom and understanding flowing through my memory. Long-term memory. Favor, favor, favor. So you let your head lack no anointing. And speak the word. See, when you meditate against the word says day and night, do you know that you're giving nourishment to the soil? Nourishment. In other words, that the weeds that would grow up in your garden, they can't grow up because you have a weed killer. You know what the weed killer is? The word of God. The word of God, and that's nourishing that ground that you're cultivating. See, we are farmers. We are spiritual farmers, and we're going to cultivate that word, cultivate that ground for whatever we stand in need of. Now, let me tell you something else about prayer. Do you know prayer? When you think about we should think about the President of the United States. The Word of God says to pray for the leaders and all the leaders, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life. Now look at what's going on in the world today. Do you all see what has happened since we were young people? Look what they've done. They've taken prayer out of school. I remember when I was a child, they prayed in the school. Even when I was in high school, they prayed in the school, sang praise in the school, sang praises. All right, taking the prayer out. Now they're having same-sex marriage, men married men, women married women. Then look at what happened, the tragedy, what they're going and shooting the children in the school. And then they're being disrespectful to the teachers. I know of a teacher right now that stopped. He said he had to stop and stop because there's too much going on in the schools. So I'm telling you, now here we are. The Word of God says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, I will, and come from their wicked ways, I will forgive their sins and heal their land. Now, did you know we are God's people? Now, what are we going to do? Are we going to continue to sit by and let these things happen when we can humble ourselves and pray and seek his face so we can lead a quiet and peaceable life? We do you know what? I'm going to say this to you all, and I'm saying it before God. I haven't been perfect in reading my Bible. I have been procrastinating. God knows it. I have been procrastinating, putting off reading the Bible like I should. There's some days, I can remember one day recently when I say, well, I'll read it this morning. Then the devil, see, the one thing you all must remember, procrastination comes from the devil. He comes from the devil. And one day I say, well, I'll read it. But then the devil come and say, well, you know you got to do this, do that, do that. And I start doing this, that, and other. And then end up all day long, even to that night, didn't read the Bible. So what I'm saying is there's been many days I haven't done it. So what I'm saying is I'm taking hold of myself, checking myself spiritually, and I'm asking you all to do the same thing too. Meditate day and night and see what the Lord will do for this land. Or do we want to continue to sit by and let the devil take over this land and we sit by and not pray? He said we got to honor God's word, believe his word, and say, if my people, we are his people, you all, we are his people. If my people would humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways, we got to humble ourselves and come unto the Lord and so that we can lead a quiet and peaceful life. He said, he'll heal the land. He'll forgive our sins. So then we'll live a quiet and peaceful life. Look at our children. Look at the fragmented homes that we have today. The people are not getting along. And you turn on the TV, all the terrible things that they're showing on TV today. It's not like we were when we were children. And it's up to us. Are we going to sit back and continue to be complacent and not to go forward and do what God says, meditating day and night? Now, this is God. God is showing me something about the meditation. too, so that you, if you can keep up with yourself. You can. There's a calendar. I'm sure you will have a 2013 calendar. With that calendar, what you need to do is mark when you meditate in the morning, because you see, I'll tell you about that meditating in the morning. The word says, my son, attend unto my word. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Now listen, you see, when you meditate, you let your mouth that's speaking, let your ears hear it. See, meditating is the ears hearing what the mouth is speaking. That's meditating. Incline thine ear to my saying, let it not depart from thine eyes. So that means let your eyes see the word. You got to let those eyes that you have see the word. And for those that may be physically impaired, that can't read, there's no excuse, because God has blessed us with the modern technology that they give you the whole Bible on tape. I remember my mother, she lived to be 93 years old, and I got the Bible for her on tape and played it for us. So we, none of us have no excuse. We come to the throne of God and humble ourselves and get hold to God so that we can turn this world around. All of the officials are trying to see what they can do, but nothing's going to do a thing but what God says will do. Humble yourself and pray and seek his face, and he'll forgive our sins, and he'll heal the land. He's the healer. He is the healer, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life. So keep that in mind about meditating. See, Joshua 1 and 8 says the same thing about meditating day and night. So we got to be without the word of life, there's no eternal life. We got to have the word within us for eternal life. So it's so important that we keep our minds on meditating. Now, here is something else I want you to be mindful of. You see, when we have these, when they have our desires in that spiritual ground that we've planted, see our seeds in that spiritual ground. When we have our seeds down in that spiritual ground, I want you to think about Romans 8:24-25. And know what it says? It says, we are saved by hope, for we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. What a man seeth, why does he yet hope for it? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Then you see, with patience, when you're riding, giving you example about patience and waiting on the Lord. Now, if you're riding on the air, in an airplane, you put on a seatbelt, and you're not all upset because you're putting on a seatbelt. You're satisfied with that seatbelt until you reach your destination. If you put on a seatbelt in a car, you're not all excited or mad or trying to anxious because you're not there where you're going. You're patiently waiting until you get to your destination in an automobile with your seatbelt on. Well, know what we need to do as Christians? Buckle up our seatbelts with patience. Just like you can be patient waiting on going to a destination, isn't God greater than going to a destination in a plane or a car? Isn't it greater that you wait on the Lord? The Bible says, wait on the Lord. Wait patiently for him, and he will bring it to pass. So we got to, and he said, let your patience be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. We don't have to want anything if we let to have a calmness of patience with our seatbelt buckled up on us. Buckle up your seatbelt of patience and wait on the Lord. And it's down there in that beautiful ground that he's given us, our garden, of the Christian spiritual garden. But you know what you have to do? You have to be a farmer. You have to be a farmer, just like a farmer would plant his garden, plant his seeds. He come back and he tend it. Do you know we have to tend our garden? And you know how we're going to tend our garden? We're going to tend it with praise. Lord, we're just going to thank him. But you know what we're going to do before we do that? You have to write the vision. The Bible said, write the vision. Make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it. So what you need to do is take time, get a pencil and a pen, and write down the things you want God to do for you. And you know what? You might write down some things today, and maybe next week you might think of some other things. Put them all in that garden. Now, this is what you're going to do. In the mornings, when you go before the Lord, you may call those things out maybe the first time. Let him know what you want and you want in your garden that you're planting. And in the name of Jesus, you're doing it in the name of Jesus. All right. And after that, when you go before the Lord in the mornings, just think. Thank him, Lord. Thank you for my garden that's growing. You don't have to call all those things out unless you feel so impressed. Or if you want to call one or two, whatever that's really, really deep down in that you really need quick faith to build your faith up while you're waiting on the Lord. All right. So what you do, you cultivate it with praise. Every day, praising the Lord for whatever you need and the desires of yours. You see, there could be some of you all have family out there on drugs, the need of loss, out there in witchcraft or whatever. But you put their name down in that spiritual garden, because remember, you're doing what you're supposed to do. You're humbling yourself, you're praying, and you're meditating day and night. Remember, you're doing your homework. You got to do your homework. Now, to give you an example, you know, it feels so good when you accomplish something. And even if you do something around the house and you finish, it's a good feeling when you accomplish something. Well, you know, I haven't been faithful, as I said, in reading the Bible on a constant basis and meditating. So what I did, I had to check myself. So now I have from January the 7th up until today, I have not failed to meditate day and night. And you know, it gives me such a good feeling because I know I haven't done that all my life. To be constant, be consistent in doing this. So it's a blessing when you're consistent in doing something. So I want you all to buckle up your seat belts and have a desire to come on, let's run on with the Lord and get in the Word. And you know what you need to do? Encourage others too. You hear this message, encourage others to read that Word. Encourage others to get a candle, calendar, or have a calendar and start marking it, that they meditate day and night. Now, you know what? God doesn't mean that you have to read the Bible all day long or read it all night long. God is a God of love. He's not a God of just making you like a, that you're not comfortable with him. He's a God of peace. So now what you need to do, you feel so led, you read the Bible in the morning. And at night, you know what? A lot of you all have the CD players with the scriptures. You could put the scriptures on and put them in a CD player and play them and confess the word as you hear it. And that'll be meditating. But some of you may not have the CD player. Well, pick up your Bible and read a few scriptures as the Lord leads you. And whatever you feel led to read, but say, let your mouth speak so your ears can hear it, meditating day and night. So what you want to do is keep in mind the desire to take this world back for the Lord. Let us have a quiet and peaceable life. I can remember back there when I was a child, if someone was killed once a week, that was really noteworthy. People was all wanting to see who was that, but not today. Well, can't we listen? Are we going to sit back? Are we going to sit back and let this continue when God has given us a command what we could do? Now are we going to be believers? Are we going to be one that's going to serve God with all our heart? Are we going to be halfway? You know, 99 and a half won't do. Let's go all the way. Let's run on with Jesus. You know, even sometimes, there's a scripture in the Bible that says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling. Do you know if you didn't have to press, the devil is there. That's why you have to press. If the devil wasn't there, you could go on through. So sometimes you're going to have to go beyond how your body feels, beyond how you and read, get in that word, confess that word, believe that word, and pray, and see what, and tend your God with praise every day. Tend it and thank him for the answer. And remember, wait on the Lord with patience. Okay, now, you know what else? It's also the scripture says in Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Whatever you want, there's no end to God. There's no end to God. Anytime he spoke to, he allowed Moses to touch the water, and the water stood up, and they walked through dry ground. There's no end to God what he can do for you if you seek him first. and allow God to do the work that he can do for you. Because he said in the word, is there anything too hard for God? Now, I feel that in case there's someone out there that needs God, someone that's really never come to the Lord, someone that's really lost, I want to pray a prayer for you. I want to pray a prayer for the lost, because God's arms are open 24/7. Because you know what? He came to seek and to save that which was lost. So, Father in heaven, I ask you to look down upon anyone out there, those that are lost, and maybe those that are weak along the way, those that want to get stronger in you, those that have been procrastinating, oh God. Lord God, you know each and every one of us. You know, Lord, anytime you know the hairs, our hairs are counted. You know every grain of hair on our head, they're already counted. So you know about each and every one of us right now. So, dear Lord, I ask you to pour out your spirit of love upon each one. Pour out your blood upon us, oh God. Forgive us for anything that we've said or done. Forgive those that are lost and that need to come to you, Lord God. Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus, let your love that never ends come in and bring the peace, bring the love, bring the joy. Take away the burden, oh God, because your word says, he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And Lord, I remember how you took the burden off my shoulder, and I felt that the weight of the world was gone. You're able to do it right now. Whatever we need, Lord God, we ask you just come on in. Come on in, Lord God, and right the wrong, and bring us to where you want us to be, in thought, in word, and in deed. We give you the glory, Lord. We give you the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Sister Carita.
Amen, amen. I told you she was full of the word. That was awesome. Meditate upon the Lord. Meditate on his word. That was an awesome, powerful word. We thank you so much, Sister Helena. Oh, that was awesome. You know, she gave us so many scriptures. So, you know, if you didn't write them down, I'm going to call a few of them out to you. She talked in Psalms 23 about anointing our head with oil. She talked about in Psalms 1:1-6. She gave Psalm 71. So Joshua 1:8. You know, there are so many scriptures. 2 Chronicles 7:14. So read the word. She talked about, you know, the garden that you're planting. What are you planting in your garden? Are you letting weeds grow up, as she said? You know what she said is the weed killer? She said the word of God is the weed killer. And, you know, a few years ago, probably 2.5 years ago, Sister Elena's sister-in-law, who lives in California, she sent me this poem, and it's called The Garden. And Sister Elena probably didn't know it, but her sister and her sister-in-law and her brother are on with us this morning. So I'm going to read this, The Garden. The garden, come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses. That's a song that they used to sing when I was a child. For the garden of your daily living, plant 3 rows of peas. Peace of mind, peace in heart. The next part says, turn up. Turn up to meetings, turn up for the service, turn up to help one another. That's, you know, show up. The next one says, wait a minute, I may even have these out of order. I apologize. I do. I had them out of order. But anyway, peace of soul, peace for our soul. Plant 4 rows of squash. Squash gossip, squash indifference, squash grumbling, squash selfishness. Plant 4 rows of lettuce. Let us be faithful. Let us be kind. Let us be patient. Let us love. Let us really love one another. No garden is without turnips. Turn up for meeting. Turn up for service. Turn up for help. To conclude our garden, we must have time. Time for each other. Time for family. Time for friends. Time to read the word of God, time to meditate. Water freely with patience and cultivate with love. There is much fruit in your garden because you reap what you sow.
So, you know, these are things that we should have in our garden. So I thank God today that Sister Elena's sister-in-law, Barbara Hayes from California, she sent me that, and it was very appropriate for today's message. So anyway, Sister Hayes, how are you, Sister Barbara? Sister Barbara Hayes, how are you on live?
Let me see. Did I press one? Hello?
No, you just speak. You're on now.
Oh, hi. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're fine. Our garden's going well, too.
Sister Elena, you didn't know she was on here, huh?
Yeah, I didn't know they would be on there.
Well, we knew you were going to be on today. Caritha called us, and you told us also.
Yeah, but I didn't know you were going to be listening, so I'm glad to hear that.
Oh, yes, we were. Everybody.
Well, I'm glad you all heard the message.
I just love families, and, you know, they are blessing their family. They're such a great couple who live in California. So I thank you all for being on. I love this poem you sent me about the garden. It fit in with Sister Helena's message today.
I know. Well, thank you for reading it, too.
All right. So I bless the Lord today. Sister Karen Itell is going to play another song for us. What you going to play, Sister Karen?
I'm going to play How Great Thou Art.
All right, go ahead.
I will do it.
Today, you know, God's people are just awesome, and I thank God that He's a powerful God, and He is so great. You know, I often say that I can't even begin to find human words to express how great He is. Even that song that Sister Karen just played doesn't even begin to express how great our God is. Can you imagine He created a whole world in 6 days and put man in it. When you look around, you drive or walk down the street, you see the trees, the birds of the air. When you go to the zoo, all the animals he created. And, you know, he loved man. He put his image in man. He ain't put in a cow or a dog. He put his image in man. And he loves his people. So we are blessed to be children of the Most High God. And, you know, I want to continue to encourage seniors. You know, God don't want us to be stagnant. He don't want our weeds to grow up. He wants us to grow spiritually. He wants us to grow. He said, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. In order to do that, we got to eat meat. We can't keep drinking and eating pablum. We can't keep drinking milk. We got to eat meat. And in order to digest the meat, you know, a baby, if you give a baby a piece of steak, he going to choke. So you can't keep being babies all your life. You got to grow up. The way to grow is to read and study the word. You can't just look at TV all day. You can't just, you know, get in your car and just ride and look at the feed the ducks or go to the zoo. You know, some of those things are enjoyable. But you got to, you know, the one who created you, you got to spend time with him. You can't wait till you get to heaven to spend time with him. You got to spend time down here. He said, in the secret place, dwell with me. So, you know, I don't know about you, but I don't serve a strange God. I serve the Almighty God, and I know him. And how did I get to know him? Spending time in the Word, spending time talking to him, spending time listening to his voice. So I'm asking you as seniors, I'm beseeching you, I'm begging you, before you leave this earth, if you haven't given your life to the Lord, give it to him today. Now is the time for salvation. He said he used to wink at one time at ignorance. But now he's calling all men everywhere to repent. So, you know, we got to repent, turn from our wicked ways and say, okay, Lord, I've been lazy. You know, I slept till 12 today. And, you know, I should have been reading the word. He said, if you seek me early, you'll find me. So get up early. Go to bed early. It's a waste of your time to stay up late, eat the bread of idleness. No, no, no. God said, get up early, seek me, then you'll find me. And, you know, when you find him, he's so good. He loads us up with benefits every day, even if we don't look for him. He still loads us up with benefits. So I'm encouraging seniors, you know, put away childish things. You know, just start growing and maturing by reading the word. When you read the word of God, if you need a healing, it'll heal your body. If you need spiritual growth, it will grow you up. If you need supplies, he has divine supplies in the Word of God. Everything you need is in the Word of God. It will help you. You know, some people say, well, I don't understand this and that. Well, get you a plain Bible. Get a Bible you can understand that says this and thee and my God. Get a Bible you can understand. And I tell you what, even if you read the one that says this and thou and all of that, as you read it, yay, it will begin to unveil revelations. You say, oh, God, I'm so glad I read your word. This is what you meant. And, you know, I don't know about you, but I'm a senior. I have more time behind me than I do ahead of me. So now I want to spend almost all my time praising the Lord, serving him, doing what he wants me to do. And I'm so thankful that he called me to be a servant. My God, the great God called us to be servants? My God, that's an awesome call. I mean, that's even greater than being the president of the world, the United States. That's even better than being a leader, being a servant. You got to serve. How do you serve him? Like Sister Elena said, you see the poor? Feed them. You see the homeless? Contribute to them. As the Lord leads you, of course. If he tells you don't do it, don't do it. But there is much to do. The laborers are few, but there's much to do. As the senior said, don't sit around and say, I ain't got nothing to do. I don't know, rocking in your rocking chair all day, watching the love of life and as the world turns. No, 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 no. Turn your world around and say, Lord, I want to serve you the rest of my days. I know, Father God, I may not have as many as I had before, but I do have today, and I plan to start today to serve you, oh God. So, you know, you know, in order to serve God, we have to, you know, get some understanding, strive, you know, to be more like Christ. And to be more like Christ, we got to read his word. We got to talk to him. Say, Lord, how do I do this here? I used to go to a church in New Orleans, and I couldn't understand their ways. I couldn't understand the godly way that they were. And I said, well, Lord, you teach me. You teach me directly. And don't you know he did? He opened up my understanding so I could understand what they were saying by the Spirit of the Most High God. So he's a teacher. When you open the word, he'll start to teach you. Okay, sometimes he'll say to me, read Psalms 101. And I'll turn and I'll read that. And I'll say, oh, I didn't even know this was in that word. So read the word, study the word, be faithful to God. Worship him, honor him, bless him. Meditate on his word, as Sister Elena said. You know, when you meditate on him, you wake up thinking about him. You know, over in the Song of Solomon, he talks about a lover, looking for his lover. And that lover we should love is God. You should love God more than you do your mother, your father, your husband, your brother, your sister, your cousin, your grandparent. You should love him more, even more than you love your pastor. You should love God more because he's the one who created you and he created everybody else you know too. He's the one who give us abundant life. So, you know, I want to say to you today, I really appreciate each of you being on with us today. It has been such a great pleasure having all of the guests on. You know, we have people on here today from Jacksonville, Paducah, Kentucky, Marrero, Louisiana, Houston, Texas, New Orleans, Louisiana, and I just thank God, California. So I thank God for each of you being on with us today. And you know what? We serve a great God. Ain't nothing limited about our God. We can ask whatever we want. He ain't restrict us. He ain't say, now, look, you can't ask for money. He didn't say that. No, whatever you ask in his name, believing, guess what he's going to do? He's going to grant it. Now, if you say, well, Lord, you know, I need anything simple, gas money, he will grant it. He will grant it. You say, Lord, I need money for my children to go to college. He will grant it. You say, Lord, I need a healing in my body. He will grant it. So he is not a man. Whatever he said in his word, but you discover it. You know, just think of it as a journey. It's a journey. You discover what it is. So today I thank God for, you know, all those who are saved. Because those who are saved, we need to be that light and spread the light. Spread the light. Spread the love of God. The love that God put on the inside of you for him, spread it to somebody else so they can love somebody else and it can be passed around. All the murders, the shooting, and everything can quit. Backsliding. You know, many times we backslide. Sometimes we don't even know. You know, David, the great king, had backslidden, and he didn't even know it. God loved David so much, he sent a man to tell him. And he said, you know, there's a man who did this and did this and did the other. David didn't even recognize himself. He said, really? Who is that man? And he said, David, you are the man. David didn't say, I ain't the man. I ain't did this here. He said, no. Don't you know in Psalms 51, David went before the Lord. He humbled himself. And this is what David said in Psalms 51. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your loving kindness. According to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge, see, he didn't say he didn't do it. He acknowledged. I acknowledge my sins, for they are ever present before me. I acknowledge my transgressions, O God. I sinned against you. I did this evil in your sight. There's nothing that God doesn't know. He said, I sinned against you, the Most High God. And you were watching me when I did it. But yet, Father God, I repent. Wash me with hyssop. Make me white as snow. Read it, Psalm 51. So, you know, when you backslide, get back with the Father. Say, oh, Lord, Jesus, I done slid off your presence. Get the mud and the mire off of me, oh, God. Oh, Lord, clean me up with your hyssop, oh, God. Make me white as snow. Well, Anybody have something that they just a burning desire to say something real, real quick? Press 1. Let me see. I know Brother David had pressed 1 earlier. I'm looking for his number here. Hold on. Hold on, please. I'm going to put you on in just a minute. Sister Jackie, press 1. Hold on 1 second. I'm putting some people on. Hold on. Just be patient. This is another woman of God on from, she lives in New Orleans. How you doing, my sister? I ain't going to say your name. I'm going to see if Sister Elena know who you are.
Good morning. How you doing, Sister Jane?
I'm doing great. How you doing, my sister?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank the Lord.
You know who she is, Sister Elena?
Yeah, that's our Sister Rose. But then when, before everything is finished, I forgot to read something that it would be a blessing to people. It's just a short area. So please remember me so I can come back on here.
Yeah? All right.
Okay.
Sister Rose, hold on. I'm gonna let Sister Helena, go ahead. Do it now.
Do it now? Okay. It's called procrastination. Now, the Lord let me find this 3 different sources. One was in New Orleans. Another God gave me a porch of it comes from the 700 Club, and then another part comes from Leesville, but the Lord put it all together, and it's procrastination. Now, this is the first part I got off of a wall in New Orleans at a meeting. It says, on the plain, I call it the procrastination, on the plains of hesitation bleach the bones of countless millions who at the dawn of victory set down to rest, and resting died. In other words, putting off on the plains of hesitation bleached the bones of countless millions who at the dawn of victory, when they were about to have the victory, set down to rest, and resting died. Okay, now that's the first little part. Now this is the little part God gave me, a part with the 700 Club. Number one is seize the moment. When you get a chance to do something, seize it. The next one, it says, do it now. Now, that, those words, do it now, I got that from the 700 Club about 20 years ago. And the word stood out to me so much, I made copies of it. And then it all got away, but it's down in my spirit, do it now. And last year when the Lord began to really show me about procrastination, that's what made me put this together. Number 3 is avoid procrastination. That comes from the devil. He's going to put everything in your way to stop you from being a success. Number 4 is keep focused on what you're doing. And number 5 is prioritize. What comes first? What comes second? What comes next? Now, this is the last page. Please hear this well. Now, this is what it says. I got this from Leesville, but the Lord let me get it all together. That's why I can read it today. This is the beginning of a new day. God has given me this day to use as I will. I can waste it or use it for good. What I do today is important because I'm exchanging a day of my life for it. When tomorrow comes, this day will be gone forever, leaving something I have traded for it. I want it to be gain, not loss, good, not evil, success, not failure, in order that I shall not regret the price I paid for it. And at the bottom it says, just one life, 'twill soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. That's the end.
Amen. Thank you so much. Well, I am so happy that Sister Rose came on with us. I woke her up early this morning. I forgot to call her yesterday. But anyway, thank you, Sister Rose. Are you doing okay?
I'm doing fine, Sister Clarita.
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen. All right.
Can I say this to Sister Helena? I thank God that you woke me up to come on this morning because the word that went forward, we really needed to hear that word this morning. And even though we're supposed to do these things, but we procrastinate like she said. And God don't care for procrastination. So that means we got to get on the ball and we got to start reading, we got to start meditating. If we want God to respond, because he said, if we delight ourselves in him, you know, He'll give us the desires of our hearts. And that desire don't just mean money and material things. What about our spiritual needs got to be taken care of, you know? And I always look to God for my spiritual needs. You know, I said, Lord, you got to help me spiritual, you know. So, so I just thank God for the word that went forward this morning. Let Sister Helena brought forward this morning because I will meditate, you know.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Sister Rose, for being on. Anybody else had something they wanted to say? Press one. Press one. Some other people have pressed one, but I don't see where they are right now. So press one. Okay, hold on 1 second. That's Miss Liddell. Hey, Miss Liddell, how are you?
Hello. I'm doing, and I want to give strength to what already been said, that I was blessed by the message, and I'm going to make sure that I get me a tablet and write down some of the vegetables that they include. That's what I'm supposed to be doing also. I was just blessed.
Amen. Sister Lane, I want you to know that she's the youngest woman on here. She's 90-plus years old. Her birthday's coming up. She'll be 91 soon. When's your birthday, Miss Liddell?
The 10th. 10th.
Of February? February 10th. Well, I better write that down so I can remember.
All right.
Praise God.
Amen. She's from Georgia.
Yes.
I tell y'all, God is everywhere. Y'all didn't believe me, huh? God is everywhere. He in all over the world.
Yes, he is. Yes,
Amen. He is.
Yes,
all
he
right.
Is.
February 10th is her birthday. She'll be 91 years young.
Yes,
woo,
ma'am.
Hallelujah.
Yes, thank God.
Yes, ma'am, I'm asking God for you, Miss Liddell. Brother David, where are you? Did you press one? I knew you had pressed two earlier. Can you press it again, Brother David? Oh, okay, I don't see your number showing up on here right now. Oh, I got you. Here you go. Hold on.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Sister G. How you doing?
Doing great. What about you?
I'm blessed and grateful.
Amen, amen.
Yes, ma'am. I'm helping them clean up at this place where they used to do movies in Jacksonville.
Okay.
Helping them
all
clean
right.
up a building. Yes, ma'am. I'm
just,
well,
we're
I thank the Lord.
You on this morning.
Amen. I appreciate the speaker this morning. She was awesome, such an awesome blessing. And, you know, several times throughout my life, people have spoke about making a list and writing a list and, you know, praying over it. I like how she said about the spiritual garden and planting and stuff. And, you know, all those years you ignore it. But when God keeps saying something over and over and over again, and it has some meaning to it, that means you need to do it. Because that's the way God speaks to us. You know, he'll tell us something one way, and we don't listen, then we keep living. He'll tell us again, then we won't listen. And then, you know, it'll come a time when we will understand it. So she laid it out real good and plain this morning. So I'm going to concentrate and focus on that. And I just thank God for working in my life and me getting the patience to wait on God. When you learn that things operate at God's time and not at your time, it's amazing how you can relax in life and not be so anxious and then just sit and wait on God. Let God work through you, you know. We get in the flesh and we want so much to happen so quick. And I'm in the process of doing a cleanse, 10-day cleanse with no food. The Master Cleanse, so I'm focusing on
Spirit. I know about that. I have a book called with that in it, The Master Cleanse.
Amen. I did 40 days on that one time, Sister G.
Wow.
Yes, ma'am.
God gave
you Yes, ma'am. A lot of spiritual growth. Literally, when you starve the flesh, that spirit started growing. And, you know, I need that spiritual growth. Amen. So I just thank all y'all this morning. It's amazing how the enemy, see, if you be humble to God, the enemy will call you and tell you the blessing God's got for you, because they sitting there watching. You know, I had somebody last night say, did you know you was going to be emceeing at the Comedy Zone? I didn't know, but they called me before I even got home and told me the news. See, the enemy be sitting and watching. And they don't understand how you're so calm and patient. You know, some people come and go before you, but you can't question that because God is in control. So, it's, you know, do you trust God or do you trust man? And see,
amen,
people can't understand when you calm and you poised, God going to do what you entitled to, you're going to get it. You don't have to be around here begging for it or getting angry because somebody else got it before you. You just sit back and wait on the Lord. So I appreciate y'all and all y'all encouragement. and everything. It's a total blessing to me.
Thank you, Brother David. Tell Donna, hello. I think she's on here anyway. All right, 735-904-735, you're on live. Hello? 904-735-83, you're on live. You press 1.
Hi, Sister Jean, how you doing?
Who is this?
This is Sister Stewart and Brother Stewart.
Oh, hey, how you doing? God bless you.
Oh, God bless you. We just want to tell you, we thank God for the word that you're doing and the good, awesome word that you're doing for God. And God is just going to take you higher. And I don't want you to get overexcited because God is going to do it. Because you are going and doing what God say, and we're excited about it. And we're excited about the word this morning. We was touched this morning by the word this morning. We was touched by the songs, and we listened to the word this morning. And we want to tell you, thank you for what you're doing in God's word. We want to just continue to just listen to what you're doing and how you're just taking it. Everybody who listened higher, and we're just thanking God for you. Thank God for the word that came forth, and we're excited about the word. I heard it say Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, all righteousness shall be added unto you. And we're just thanking God for the word that came forth, and it is saying meditate on God day and night. That don't mean sometimes. That means all the time.
Oh,
and
man.
If you do those things, the devil won't get a chance to get in, and you won't be weary. You'll be happy all the time. Nobody won't even know your life be a devil. You'll be still happy because God's going to do it. And then give you that faith of a grain of a mustard seed. It'll just give you so much faith, knowledge, wisdom, understanding. You'll just be happy. And you'll be able to hear, like she said. She said she liked to got in a wreck, so God was talking to her. God, you can hear God if you know him. If you don't know him, it's hard for you to hear him.
Yes.
So we're excited this morning, and we want to tell you thank you for what you're doing, and we're trying to be able to just listen to you. We was up early this morning just getting ready for you to just listen to what God gave you this morning, and we just want to tell you thank you. And then we want to
I thank God for you all listening and encouraging me. Y'all give those children a hug from, I miss those two, the twins and the boys and the grandchildren, all of them. Give them a hug for me.
I will do it. That's an awesome hug we want from you. And we
all
want
right. We're going to have to get together, y'all. Give your wife a hug for me.
She's right here. She want to tell you she loves you, too, and we'll talk to you later.
All right. Thank you, hey, Sister Stewart. I love y'all, too. I thank God for people all over the world. I mean, you know what? God got people everywhere. So I thank God for you all being on. Anybody else? Press 1. We're getting ready for prayer time. It's prayer time. Anybody want prayer this morning? I know I'm going to pray for Ms. Lou Dell in the minutes. Anybody else? Press 1 on prayer. All right. Everybody's been talking to the Father for themselves. Hallelujah. I thank God. All right. Anybody else need prayer? Press 1.
Sister G, you want me to get prayer?
Oh, yeah.
Hey. Okay, I get prayer.
All right, Brother David. Yes, indeed. Every time you want, just say so.
Hey, amen. I just pray that.
Amen.
Everybody that's in the spiritual.
The Stewart family. Oh, they're dear. All right. Oh, y'all dear to me. You know that.
No, I'm not. No. I'm just in the middle of a prayer call.
All right. I'm going to put you on mute, Brother David, unless you want to say something else.
Okay, I just want to say to everybody that's in this spiritual walk that we continue to totally trust in God and know that the enemy is trying to get us to keep our mouths shut because the enemy don't want us confident. He don't want us showing other people how God works in our life. And so if we open up and let people know the things that you don't want to let people know, that's what you need to let them know and be a walking testimony for God because, see, the enemy... there was a guy on Facebook that posted, people get mad when he do inspirational stuff on Facebook. But he said a guy called him and told him, the things that you said helped save my life. I was contemplating taking my life. And this guy that shared that testimony, I would have never assumed that he was a spiritual man of God. That's why you can't judge people. But
right.
When he made that statement, I was like, wow, you know, that's awesome. Wow, that's awesome. So, you know, in all arenas, you don't know who is spiritual or not, because, see, the enemy has made it to where we don't want to show our spirituality on Facebook, because you're going to start losing friends. You're going to start losing people. So I just pray that God give us the strength that if we represent God and we spiritual, that we do it in any arena. We show the joy that's in us, that we don't be ashamed of God, because there's people out there that need to hear this word of God from us. They can't understand the book. They just can't go to the book. So sometimes they need our testimony. So I just pray that all spiritual people grow stronger and bolder and like the righteous lion standing bold. I just pray that for all of God's workers. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Brother David. All right. We're about ready to pray. Press 1 if you need prayer. I know Sister Jackie. I always pray for her every week. Sister Jackie Travis and her family. Anybody else? Press 1. All righty. Of course, you know, I got to pray for the children. You know, the children, many of them in trouble. But like the Word of God says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will heal the land and our children and our land. So we got to humble ourselves and pray, turn from our wicked ways, then God's going to heal the land. And our children will stop being murdered and killed. So, on that note, I'm going to pray. Hallelujah. We consult you, the great and mighty I am. Oh, Father God, we are grateful that you are our King, you are our Lord, you are a shepherd, and there's nobody like you, oh God. And Father God, I thank you, oh God, that today was Senior Citizens Day, and I thank you for them being blessed and highly favored of you. I thank you for drawing every senior, Mokoradabaka, throughout the United States and the world, closer to you than ever before. I bind up fear, mokonamaka, fear of death, ikaradabaka, fear of accident, ikaradabaka, fear of incidents, ikana, fear of growing older, manere ko shekadiria. And I say, ikora, the peace of God, ikamakade. I thank you, Father God, that you're able to give people sound minds and peace of mind. Haradabaka, do it for them today, oh God. In the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you for Miss Ludell and every senior citizen, oh God. I thank you for Sister Elena Mekoradabaka and every senior that was on here, Sister Elena's relatives, oh God, every senior that was on here today, oh God. And I just thank you for us growing old gracefully, Makade, and being sold out for you, trusting and depending upon you as never before, leaning not on our own understanding, but leaning on you, Makade, the author and finisher of our faith. Oh, God, you are a great God, and we love you, oh, Lord. You are our strength. You are our refuge. You are our fortress. My God, we trust in you, oh, God. And so, Father, today I lift up Brother David and his family, the Stewart family, oh, God, Sister Jackie and her family, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for blessing families with peace of mind. I thank you for fathers and mothers and grandparents and aunts and uncles and cousins, oh God. I bind the hand of the enemy that try to bring confusion, that try to point the finger at other family members, oh God, and say, you did this, you did. Oh, no, I bind that up in the name of Jesus. And I say, let love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, faith, temperance, there's no law against those. So, Father God, give us those in abundance, the fruit of the Spirit, oh God. Let it run over. Let our cup run over with the fruit of the Spirit, Father God. And let us spread the love everywhere we go. Your love, your joy, your peace, your long-suffering, your temperance, your gentleness, oh God. And, Father God, just as you drew us with loving kindness, oh God, when we speak to others about you, let us do it with loving kindness, Father God. And, Father, I thank you for the elderly, in the name of Jesus, being healthy and well. You said in your word, above all, I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So it's your desire for us to be healthy. Help us to get the proper exercise, oh God, in the name of Jesus, so we can have oxygen supplied throughout our body. Help us to eat healthy, oh God. Help us to crave less things that's unhealthy. Help us not to have unhealthy cravings for food that's not good for us, or drink that's not good for us, oh God,
but help us to thirst and hunger for you as never before, and you will lead us in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. So, Father, today you know the children are dear to our heart, oh God. Every time we turn on the news, and, Father, I pray particularly for that little boy who was taken off the school bus, and someone lost their life because someone, the devil targeted that child. And I pray he's still alive, oh God. They took him underground, oh God, so nobody can come into a building and grab him, oh God. But, Lord, in the name of Jesus, may Kurarabaka, oh, Father God, oh, be there with that child, surround him with holy angels of protection. Allow the child to come out safely, oh God. For whatever reason, the devil target him, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I bind that enemy right now, and I thank you, Father God, for letting that child go. Moko, loose your hold right now, Satan, off of that child, and let him come unharmed in the name of Jesus. You said whatever we ask in your name, believing, you will grant it. So I believe, Father God, that he's going to come out of that untouched, unharmed. Not even a hair on his head will be singed. Not even a lion roaring at him, oh God. In the name of Jesus. And I thank you for that testimony that's going to come from that child's mouth about how you saved him, oh God. Save our other children, oh God, that the devil has targeted. Oh God, I decree and declare they're in a safe place in you, and the devil cannot harm our children anymore. Mokunaraka, I bind up that murderous demon, that raping demon, that demon that will cause a karadabaka, all kind of hideous crimes to come up against our children. I bind you, and I send you back to the pits of hell. I say our children will be safe. And I thank you, oh God, for what you're doing for our children on the school buses, in the schoolhouses. If we have to homeschool them, if we have to guard them. But Father God, we're human, we're limited. But you, the unlimited God, can watch over morning, noon, and night. So we trust him in your care, oh God. The precious gifts, the precious children you gave us, oh God. So, Father, I thank you today in the name of Jesus. And even to every elderly person that the enemy has targeted, we say, not so, devil. We stand in the gap. And we say that they shall live out all their days, as well as our children shall live out all their days. We honor your presence, oh God. And we thank you that you are a mighty God who hears, who answers the prayers of your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
All right, it's closing time. We welcome donations. So, you know, we are in preparation for opening a school. So you pray for us. The school is called Zion Hope Academy. It was opened in New Orleans at one time. But right now, I am doing tutoring. So if you know of anyone who needs tutoring, their children need tutoring, give me a call at 504-931-7399. I have some children coming today to be tutored. So I love children. But you know what? I love disciplined children. God don't want our children out of control. He said if you beat them with the rod, it won't kill them. He said if you spare the rod, you spoil the child. He said, you know, train them up in the way they should go. So, you know, I consider myself a spiritual parent, never had a birth child, but I took it seriously when God said that. I think he's talking to me. So when children come, I make sure that they feel the love from the Father through me. So I make sure that I discipline them with love. I don't hit them. I make sure that they're listening, following instructions, because you know what? If we don't train them, the devil going to do it. He'll train them to his ungodly, unrighteous ways. When they grow up, they'll get guns, shoot up people, kill people. So, you know, the children in your neighborhood, talk to them gently, loving kindness. Hey, baby, how you doing today? Develop a relationship with them. Find out what's going on with them. Speak to them about God and how the Most High God sent his son Jesus to die for them so they can have abundant life. I talked to a young man at the park this past week, and I said, are you saved? He was about 21. He said, no, ma'am. I said, do you want to be saved? He said, well, you know, he kind of hesitated. He said, I ain't ready. I said, excuse me.
He said, well, I'll do it one day. I said, sir, you know God is, I said, we serve an awesome God because God didn't promise you tomorrow. You only got today. And then his face got very serious. And I guess he thought about it. He said, oh, my goodness. You know, I may not have tomorrow. I said, you see all these children getting killed on the street? We got to tell you all about the love of the Father. Now, he still wasn't ready, but I said, at any time when you get ready, you can ask God for to save you. You can be in a car. You can be sitting somewhere. You can ask God to save you. Don't you know he'll save you in the place where you are? God is an awesome God, and he's in the saving business. He wants our children saved. So I've been praying for that young man since that day I saw him in the park, that God will offer him salvation, and he'll say, yes, Lord. So I thank God for each of you. You can send donations to Caritha Gantling, Zion Hope Academy, P.O. Box 2732, Jacksonville, Florida, 32203. So, God loves you all so much. I can't begin to tell you how much the Father loves you. But stay faithful, stay loyal. Remember, meditate on the Word daily. Read the Word, study the Word, pray the Word. The benefits are great. You know he give us new benefits every day. He don't say, okay, well, Caritha didn't use all her benefits. I'm going to give her the one she didn't use yesterday, and then I'll wait on it. Brand new every day. Every day, new benefits. So, you know, in his mercy, I mean, we can't make it without his mercy. Without his mercy, somebody slaughter us up. But because he's merciful, he takes care of us. So I look forward to speaking with you this Thursday, boys to men, girls to ladies, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. And next Saturday will be Family Day. Yay! 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. I love you, but guess what? Father God loves you way more than I can ever love you, and he'll love you forever. So have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and don't forget, remember to obey God. It's important. Talk to you next time.
Thank you.